good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Donnie Smith, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, Donnie. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet. One of my favorite things, when people say, what is your favorite food? I almost always say sweet corn.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, because, you know, one of the things, I don't put it in my freezer. I don't buy it, you know, other times in the grocery store. It's the season.
Right.
When it's the yummiest.
Fresh out of the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And so we're going to talk about the corn boil, where you can get fresh out of the field corn coming up. Give us the time, kind of place, and that basic stuff, Donnie.
Well, the corn boil is going to be held in the Grizzled City Park this Saturday, August 6th, at, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Do we get to eat anything in addition to corn, although I don't need it?
Oh, yeah. Well, well, you get a choice of hamburger, hot dog, or potato salad or chips, and of course, drinks. And it's all the corn you can eat.
Wow. And then I understand if you want a little dessert, there's that available also?
Yeah, the Chapter GL of the PEO is selling pie and ice cream down there, too. So you should get a rounded meal anyway.
And more. I mean, just making my mouth water here when we think about that. I want to talk a little bit about, well, how many ears of corn do you harvest? How do you do all that to harvest it and to get it prepared for people to eat?
Well, tomorrow night is probably our first harvest night anyway, and we'll shoot for 1,500 ears of corn anyway.
You want to have plenty, don't you?
Oh, we want to have plenty. Don't want to run out. And you never know what a person can eat, I guess.
That's true. And then, of course, the harvest, that's the first step, and then you've got to take the husks off, I assume.
That'll be the night before, yes.
Okay.
We'll put this in, tomorrow night we'll put it in coolers at the high school, and then we'll, Friday night we'll husk it and clean it and have it just as fresh as we can for Saturday.
And who helps you do that? I mean, if you're husking and taking the silk off of 1,500 ears, that takes a few hands.
It takes a few volunteers. We're helping out the grizzled members of the Southwest Iowa Honor Marching Band this year. They're traveling to San Diego for the Holiday Bowl this winter. And as a fundraiser, we've offered to help them out anyway, if they give us a little help.
All right. Well, so, the good hands there, many hands, mm-hmm. make that work go quickly. And then there's the whole cooking process. You don't put one in a microwave oven.
No. We've got a big old cast iron kettle that I was basically handed down by my uncle. He let me use it 1 year, and I tried to give it back, and he wouldn't take it, so...
So you are the owner
of the kettle.
Okay, and so you just do have one big kettle?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can rotate in, and the guys that usually do it, they've got it down to a science. They keep the timers going and take out and put in at the same time. So.
What's the heat source?
Propane burners.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
But,
I mean, if you haven't been there, obviously, I have not seen that operation. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been there, that's worth a trip just to see how all of that works.
Oh, we get a lot of people leaning over the fence to see how we're doing it, yes.
What fun. And then, as you say, you get that whole plate full of food. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the other food come from, the potato salad and the hamburgers and so on?
Oh, we buy a lot of it, but in the past we've had donations there, too.
Okay.
To keep
so it's pretty. It's all locally.
It's
done
all local.
Here.
We've got great sponsors and people that are just willing to help. It's every other year we do it, and they say a lot of them say if that's not enough, come back and we'll give you some more money. So, great bunch of sponsors.
And in addition to all the community sponsors, who's the initial sponsor?
Well, we Cass Lodge. Number 412 in Griswold, the Masonic Lodge. We took it over 5 years ago. It was run by the Chamber of Commerce in Griswold, and they were having trouble keeping it going and like that.
Getting enough volunteers is a job.
It is.
And you know, you just smile about it, and you go, I think you've got this all handled well, so no problems. Now, are there other things? You come and eat, and... Are there other things going on during that time?
Yeah, we've got some activities going on. We've got a lot of the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. They're hosting a bunch of kid games, and they've got a train for the kids, a little ride there for them anyway. And I can't go into all the games. There's quite a few.
But there's a variety of things for the kids to do. Kids of different ages.
And the church or the Catholic Church in Griswold, they're doing bingo.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Or whatever. So
if you're not a kid of three, you maybe are a bingo player of 30 or 93.
And of course, our helpers are gonna play a little music for us.
Oh.
The members of the Griswold members of the Southwest Iowa Honor Marching Band are gonna get up on a stage and play a little music now and then.
Well, that only seems fair, doesn't it? If you're providing some funds for them, and of course, as you said, they're helping with the corn, but you can also appreciate their talent that they're sharing.
Yeah.
You say they're going to San Diego. Is there a ball game involved?
The Holiday Bowl. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I think Southwest Iowa Honor Marching Band usually goes down to a. I'm not sure, really. I guess.
But this year,
San
Diego.
They've gone to the Fiesta Bowl before too, I believe. So.
Okay. But. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Masonic Lodge. Are there other activities that you sponsor? Other events?
We do some community events. We have a pancake feed in October, a spaghetti feed in either late March, early April. Just fundraisers. A lot of it is for our scholarships and like that we give out to students. Some of it's for community projects. We clean the ditch out by the Griswold Cemetery, spruce that up a bit there over the winter.
Clean
that up. It just whatever comes along that way.
Okay, so when you're doing fundraising, people from the community come, they eat, but it all basically, almost all goes right back to the community or to individuals in the community.
Sure.
So, I think sometimes we don't think about when we go to an event like this that, we actually are helping out the community. We're not just putting food in our mouth, great food. But I notice most of those events you mentioned have food involved.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago we donated to the fire department in Griswold part of the proceeds to help them out getting on their new station. So
okay, so you kind of look around at the community and see what's needed.
Yeah,
and
at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So great. How many members do you have?
We're around 70 or 80.
Oh, that's
members
a pretty
anyway.
Good sized group.
A lot of them live out of the area.
So there's that core, like any group. There's that core of
the
active
people
who get the job done, including this corn boil kind of thing.
Yep.
So. Who grows the corn? Well, I started with harvest, but somebody has to grow it. Is it a particular person or?
There's about three different ones anyway. One particular ones they planted all theirs at once. Well, we missed it. It's all mature. Another gentleman, he planted his in several stages, and Steinbeck's was the first one, and theirs is played out. Rick Connery. He planted his, and that's where we'll be going tomorrow night, is his place. And then we always have support from Amos's Sweet Corn down in Griswold.
Well, just thinking about that, you don't know what the weather's going to do.
No.
You don't know. Maybe there's a hailstorm. You don't know how that's all going to turn out.
No,
so you have to do a little planning there also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great community event involving a lot of different people with the Masonic Lodge, Cast 4112, heading it all up. So remind us again, time and place.
Okay, it's at the Griswold City Park from 4 to 8 p.m. on August 6th, this Saturday. And adults, the fee is $6. Kids 10 and under is $4.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Donnie Smith, for coming in to visit with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Throw away your trash and someone else's. After the corn boil, after a movie, after a picnic, wherever you are, be responsible. Help it out.
I'd like to say, too, that it is rain or shine.
Okay, that's
it
a good thing.
It is rain
to,
or shine.
Yeah. The way it's been, that's a good thing to say. Again, thank you to Donnie Smith.
Thank you.